B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Gimel. We're going to start 13 lines from the top of the Amud. In the Mishnah we saw in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we saw that Rosh Hashanah l'Melochim is on Aleph Nisan, the first of Nisan, which it doesn't matter when a king became king, then we count the months, Nisan Iyar Sivan, according to the months of Nisan Iyar Sivan, that's got nothing to do with any king, but from when the king became king, that's his first year, until Aleph Nisan. Aleph Nisan, it doesn't matter how long it was from when he became the king, it's now year two. The following Aleph Nisan, year three, etc. And then the Gemara asked on Daf Beis Amud Beis, what's the source? Where would we know this from? Rabbi Yochanan says, we learn it from the fact that the Pasuk compares the years of Shlomo HaMelech to the years of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the years of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we've already determined that they were, or were in the middle of determining, but the Yetzias Mitzrayim, we assume, we count from Nisan, and if the Pasuk compares the years of Shlomo HaMelech to the years of Yetzias Mitzrayim, then the years of the kings are obviously also Aleph Nisan. And then the Gemara asked, V'Yetzias Mitzrayim Gufa Minolon, how do we know that Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, it's the first of Nisan that we add the year, and not the first of Tishri, which was what the Gemara says, Dilma Mitishri Moninon. Maybe even though we went out of Mitzrayim in Nisan, so Nisan Iyar Sivan Tammuz of Elul, that's year one. Tishri, even though it's only 6 months later, it's now the second year. A new year has started. That's what the Gemara asked. Because if Yetzias Mitzrayim gets counted from Tishri's, then so too will the kings. Because Rabbi Yochanan's source that the kings are counted from Nisan is from Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara brought proof. Rabbi Yochanan brought a whole list of psukim, and these more or less excluded Elul, Tishri, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevis, and Shvat. They are definitely not the turning points from when we mention the new year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now the Gemara is still left to establish Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, and Av, and Adar. Maybe those months start the beginning of a new year from when we count Yetzias Mitzrayim, in which case, then we would count the kings from then as well, not Aleph Nisan, so we have to exclude and eliminate those as well. Says the Gemara, Ve'im Rosh Hashanah, Iyar, maybe Rosh Hashanah l'Melochim is the month of Iyar, not Nisan, the month after Nisan Iyar, and that would obviously mean that we count Yetzias Mitzrayim from Iyar. Says the Gemara, Lo Yisol Kadaitach, it cannot be. Tachsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayhi Bachoydesh HaRishoyin, in the first year from Yetzias Mitzrayim, Bachoydesh, sorry, the first month, the month of Nisan, Bashono HaShenis, the second year from Yetzias Mitzrayim, Be'echod LaChoydesh, on the first of the month, Hukam HaMishkon, the Mishkon was set up. That's when they constructed the Mishkon. Uchsiv, and it says in another Pasuk, Vayhi Bashono HaShenis, in the second year from Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's the same year that the Mishkon was set up, Bachoydesh HaSheni, the second month, which is Iyar, Be'esrim b'chodesh, on the 20th of Iyar, Na'aleh ha'onon me'al mishkan ha'edus, the cloud rose up from the Mishkan. So you see that Nisan and Iyar are both considered the second year from Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's the b'chodesh harishon Nisan b'shono ha'shenis, and after that is b'shono ha'shenis, it's still considered the second year, b'chodesh ha'sheni Iyar. And if Iyar, Midakoi b'Nisan, since when the Pasuk speaks about Nisan, the Kori Leishon Oshenis, it's called the second year from when they left Mitzrayim, the Koi b'Iyar, and then the next month Iyar, the Kori Leishon Oshenis, it's still called the second year, Mechral Doresh Hashanah, Lav Iyarhu. So one thing is clear, Iyar does not spark a new year, because otherwise, if the Nisan is the second year, Iyar would be the third year. So Iyar is definitely not a time where we count a new year from Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then hence the Melochim also don't count from Iyar. Ve'ema, says the Gemara, okay, so you've ruled out Iyar as well. Rosh Hashanah Sivan, how about Sivan? Maybe the next month Sivan is the Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, Lo Yisol Kodaitach, that cannot be, Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Bachoydesh HaShlishi, now it's Sivan, the third month, Letzeis B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, from when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, Bayoyim Azeh, Ubo'o Midbar Sinai, that's when they came to Midbar Sinai, to get the Torah. Vim Isa, if it's true that from Sivan we start counting a new year, then it wouldn't be enough to say Bachoydesh HaShlishi, the third month. It would make sense if had the Pasuk said Bashono HaShenis, even though it's just not far, not that long away from when they went out of Mitzrayim. They went out of Mitzrayim on the 15th of Nisan, and here we're talking about just less than 50 days later, and it's the third month, it's Sivan, and it should be called the second year. Were Sivan to be the month where we count New Year's? Bashana Shenis Litzeis B'nei Yisrael Meret Mitzrayim Miboyle. It should have mentioned explicitly Bashana Shenis. And if it doesn't say Bashana Shenis, we assume it's not yet the second year. So we assume that Sivan is not the turning point of the years. Ve'ema, the only 3 months that we haven't yet excluded, is Tammuz, Av, and Adar. Ve'ema Tammuz, Ve'ema Av, Ve'ema Adar. We don't have any reason to say that, we don't have any proof that the years from when we count Mitzrayim are not one of these 3 months. And if it is one of these 3 months, then the Rosh Hashanah LeMelachim would also be one of these 3 months. Ela Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, and this is not really arguing with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Minayin leMelachim she'anu moinim lehem she'ein moinim lehem elo min Nisan." Rabbi Yochanan on Daf Beis Amud Beis said, "From Nisan," and brought the proof of the fact that the pasuk compared Shleima Melech's reign to the years they went out of Mitzrayim. Rabbi Eliezer here brings another pasuk. Mehochik says in the pasuk in Divrei Yomim, "Vayochel livnois b'shchodesh hasheni." He started building on the second month, which is Iyar. Basheni, interesting word doing here, we have to see what that means. Basheni, Bishnas Arba Lemalchus, the fourth year of his kingdom. My Sheni, what does it mean, this second word? Bachodesh Hasheni, the second month Iyar, Basheni. What's the Basheni doing here? Lav, so we not assume that is Sheni is the second month, not only Bachodesh Hasheni, meaning the Iyar, which is always considered, the discussion in the Sugi has never been if months are counted from Nisan. Months are always counted from Nisan, so Chodesh Hasheni is always going to be Iyar. But besides for it being Chodesh Hasheni being Iyar, it's also the second month from when we start counting the years of the Malchuse, of the kingdom. So it's Sheni, it's also the second month. It's not only Iyar, it's the second month, LeYerach SheMoinin Boi LeMalchuse, from the month that we start counting the new years, which is must be Nisan. So if the Pasuk, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is saying that the Iyar, it corresponds with the second month from when you start counting the years of the kings, it must be that Aleph Nisan is Rosh Hashanah LeMalachim. Maskif Lo Ravina. Ravina's questioning Rabbi Eliezer's proof. Va'ema, maybe that extra word, Basheni, is not telling us it's the second month from the beginning of the counting of the next year of the king. Rather, it's Sheni B'chodesh. Maybe it's talking about which day in the month. Besides for telling us it's the second month, which is Iyar, and the fourth year of his Malchus, maybe it's just telling us it's the second of the month, the second of Iyar. Says the Gemara, Im kein Sheni B'chodesh behed yahavaksiv. It would say then, not just Basheni. It would say B'sheni B'chodesh. Va'im asks the Gemara, B'sheni B'Shabbos, maybe it's telling you that it was on a Monday, the second day of the week, not the second month from when you start counting the years. Says the Gemara, no, two reasons that it's probably not Monday. Number one, Choda, D'loy Ashkechon Sheni B'Shabbos Tichsiv. Had the Pasuk meant, the Pasuk doesn't normally tell us that the second day of the week in such a fashion. Va'oidim, besides for that, Makish Sheni Basu L'Sheni Kama. We assume that the Hasheni, Bachodesh Hasheni, is similar to Basheni. They're both talking about months. In the same way as Bachodesh Hasheni is the second month of the year, of the regular year, which is Nisan Iyar, which is Iyar. So the second Sheni is also a month, a second month. It must be a second month, L'Malchuse, when you start counting from the kings. Ma Sheni Kama, the same way as the first word, Sheni, Bachodesh Hasheni, is Chodesh, is talking about a month, not a day of the week. Af Sheni Basra, the second word, Basheni, is also Chodesh, is talking about a month. So, Kontra Beleza, we have here a source that the second month, meaning Iyar, corresponds to the second month when the kings get counted. So, we have solid proof that Ba'al of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah LeMelachim. Tanu Kavaseid, Rabbi Yochanan, this braisa is now going to bring all the psukim that Rabbi Yochanan brought, but not really to the exclusion of Rabbi Eliezer, because the braisa itself is going to bring the posuk of Rabbi Eliezer as well. And the Rishonim here, Tosfos here, discusses why it's called Tanu Kavaseid, Rabbi Yochanan, but it's definitely proof also to what Rabbi Yochanan said. Because what did Rabbi Yochanan say? If you remember the whole sequence from the middle of Daf Beis Amud Beis until the end of Rabbi Yochanan here, a few lines up, it's based on a whole load of psukim. And this brisa, and this, anyone who hasn't learnt the Gemara that we've learnt would really not understand this brisa. It's completely cryptic. But now that we've understood and we've seen Rabbi Yochanan, then we can read this brisa like a charm. Which psukim prove to us that kings get counted from Nisan? Shenemar, it says, and it brings the first pasuk. Etc. That was the first pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan brought. And in that same pasuk, in this Vegoimer, it says there that it was the Huachidesh Hasheni Lemeloich Shleimad Yisrael. It compares counting of the kings to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Uchsiv, and it also says in the pasuk, which is what we saw afterwards, that to exclude and to prove that Elul Tishri Cheshvan Kislev Tevis and Shvat are not the beginning of the new year, but Uchsiv, it says in the pasuk, Vayal Aaron HaKoyin Al Hoyra Horar Pi Hashem V'Goymer, that Aaron HaKoyin passed away in Av of the 40th year. Uchsiv, it says, Vayi Barboim Shono, that same 40th year, Bashteya Sechoydesh, in the Shvat, that was after the Av, is also called the 40th year. So it must be between Elul and Shvat. Between Av and Shvat, there's no new year starting. Uchsiv, and how do we know that what happened in Vayal Aroin was before Vayi Barboim? Is because Uchsiv Achrei Akoyse Esichoin, that the Pasuk of Vayi Barboim Shona Bashtei Esichoidesh, the Shvat, the Sichoin, had already been killed. Va'omer, and it says, Vayishma Kanani, how do we know that? Because it says that the Kanani, which we know is Sichoin, Vagoimer, etc., Vayishma Kanani Melech Arod, Vayimer, Vayiru Kola Edo, Kigov Ayakiv, that only when Aaron HaKoyin passed away, then the Kanani Sichoin saw Klal Yisrael. So it must be that Sichoin was still alive when Aaron passed away. So it must be that the Shvat was after the Av. Vayimer, and it says, Vayibachidish Harishain Beshono Hashenis, this is the proof that it's not Iyar, which is the new year. Va'omer va'yiba shana hashenis b'chodesh hasheni v'goimer va'omer b'chodesh hashlishi l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael v'goimer, which is the proof then that Sivan is not the new year. And then it brings now Rabbi Elazar, who says va'omer, the pasuk says va'yochel livnois b'chodesh hasheni b'shnas b'sheni b'shnas arba l'malchusai, and that's the final proof that it's not Tammuz Av and Adar either. So it must be we're left with Nisan is the Reish Hashanah l'malachim. Continues the Gemara Omer of Chizda. Lo yishanu elo l'malchi Yisrael. This that we've determined, that we learn from Shleim HaMelech, that it's similar to Mitzrayim, or Rebbe Lezer with his Pasuk, but this that it says in the Mishnah, that Aleph B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, is only Malchi Yisrael, the Jewish kings, Avel l'malchi u'mais ha'olam, the non-Jewish kings, the Goyim, mitishri maninon, they count from Tishri. Shenemar, proof to this would be a sequence of psukim. It says in the pasuk, Divrei Nechemyo ben Chachalyo, Vayihi b'chodesh Kislev, talking about Kislev, Shnas Esrim, of the 20th year, and it doesn't tell us 20th year of who, we'll soon see, Vaniyo Yisi b'Shushan Habira, and I was in Shushan Habira. Uchsiv, it says in another pasuk, Vayihi b'chodesh Nisan, Shnas Esrim, L'artachshasto, L'artachshast ha-melech yayin lefonov, v'esor es ha-yayin v'etno la-melech v'lo yuhu yisira lefonov. And this pasuk is talking about Nisan. And it's also the 20th year, but here it says explicitly it was the 20th year of Artachshast ha-melech v'goymer. So the Gemara says, Midakoy b'kislev, since the first pasuk is talking about Kislev, v'korileishna esrim, and it's the 20th year, v'koy b'nisan, and then the next pasuk the Gemara brought, which is in Perek Beis of Nehemiah, the first pasuk is in the beginning of Perek Aleph of Nehemiah, the second pasuk is the beginning of Perek Beis, and which is Nisan, v'yi b'chodesh Nisan, korileishna esrim, it's still the 20th year. So you see that Nisan was not a new year. Mechlal d'reish Hashanah lav Nisanu, and we assume it to be Tishri, if not Nisan. So the Gemara says, Bishloi Meheich, this second Pasuk, the beginning of the Perek Beis of Nehemiah, Vayi B'chodesh Nisan, there it says explicitly, Shnas Esrim, L'artachshast HaMelech, of this Goyshe king, this non-Jewish king. Mefarish, D'archashast Elohai, but the first Pasuk, the beginning of Nehemiah, the first Perek, it just says, Vayi B'chodesh Kislev B'shnas Esrim, Mimai, how do you know that it's Delar Tachshast How do you know it's from that same king, and therefore you can prove that Nisan is not a new year? Dilma, maybe Liminyon Achrinahu. Maybe it's a different counting, 20 years to something else. And indeed, it could be that Nisan is the new year, and were we to count from the years of the king, it would be the 21st year. Omer of Papa, and the Gemara already quoted this before, and of Beis Omer Beis, Rav Papa says, since it says once Shnas Esrim, explicitly telling us it's from the king, and once Shnas Esrim not telling us where we're counting from, he had a tradition from his rebbes. We learn the non-explicit from the explicit. Shnas Esrim, L'gzeira Shava, Ma Hosom, in the same way as in that second pasuk is explicit, it's L'artachshast, HaMelech Afhocha L'artachshast, it's also from that king. So we have proof that by the non-Jewish kings, Nisan is not the turning point. Asks the Gemara, that would only be proof if Nisan, if indeed what happened in Kislev was before Nisan. And then Nisan would have been a new year had we counted from Nisan to the Geisha kings as well. But maybe, on the contrary, maybe what happened in Nisan was first, and indeed Nisan is the new year. What happened first was in Nisan, what it says in the Perek Beis of Nehemiah, and only afterwards, months later, it's telling us what happened in Kislev, and then you don't have any proof. Dilma Maisa de Nisan Kodim, says the Gemara, Lo Yisol Kodaitoch, you cannot entertain the idea. The Tanya we learned explicitly in a Braisa. And here we're going to read some psukim. We're not going to translate every word, but we're just going to see what the Braisa tells us. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa. Dvorim she'omar chanoni le'nechemya bekislev, those things that were said by Chanoni to Nehemya in Perek Aleph of Nehemiah, in the month of Kislev, Omron Nehemiah, later Nehemiah narrated it and said it over, Lamelech, to the king, Benisan, in Perek Beis of Nehemiah. So we see explicitly that Perek Aleph is before Perek Beis, the Kislev is before the Nisan, and had Nisan been the Rosh Hashanah Melochim for the Malchi Umes Ha'ilom, it wouldn't be the 20th year, it would be the 21st year. So the Braisa continues, Dvorim Shoma Chanoni le Nehemiah beKislev Shenemar, it's all the first psukim, the first three psukim of the first perek of Nehemiah, and they go as follows. Divri Nehemiah ben Chachalio, Vayhi v'chodesh kislev shnas esrim, v'ani oyisi b'shoshan abira, I was in Shoshan abira. And this we're talking, this Archashast HaMelech is actually Daryovish, the Daryovish that was after Achashverish from the Purim story. And the second year of Daryovish is the Beis HaMikdosh was rebuilt. But many people stayed in Bovel, not everybody came back up to Eretz Yisrael, and Nehemiah ben Chachalya, he happened to be the Sara Mashkim of this Melech, this non-Jewish Melech in Shushan Abira, and it happens to be Daryovish. And he says, Vayovoy Chanoni Echod Me'achai Huva Anoshim Yehuda, Vo'esh Olei Mala Yehudim, he came from Eretz Yisrael, and here this Nehemiah was in Chutz Loretz, in Shushan, and he asked about Klal Yisrael, the Eden had gone up with Ezra to Eretz Yisrael. V'esholim ala Yehudim ha-pleito ha-shenisharu min ha-shevi v'al Yerushalayim, v'yoyimru li ha-nishorim ha-shenisharu min ha-shevi shom ba-medino, b'ro g'doylo b'cherpo v'chemes Yerushalayim b'foyerotzes u'shoreo nitztzu v'oish. It says that the situation of those that stayed there and those that went back, the situation in Eretz Yisrael is horrendous. This is what Chanoni told Nehemiah ben Chachalya in Sefer Nehemiah Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph to Gimel, and this was in Kislev of that 20th year of this king. And then, and those things, Omron Nehemiah then later referred to them, Lemelech, to the king, the Artachshast HaMelech, Benissan, in Nisan, Shenemar, as it says, and these are now the first six psukim in Perek Beis of Sefer Nehemiah, and they go as follows: Vayibachodesh Nisan, Shnas Esrim, Le'artachshast HaMelech, Yain Lefonov, Ve'eses Yain, I was the Sara Mashkim, I was pouring the wine for the king, Ve'etno LaMelech, Velo Yoyisi Ra Lefonov, I had nothing against him, there was nothing bad going on. Vayomeli HaMelech, the king said to me, Madua Panecha Roim, your face looks bad, Va'ato Ein Chachoyle, you're not sick. What's going on? Something's wrong inside. He thought that maybe he was conspiring to kill him. He said to this, Nehemiah said to the king, he said to him, HaMelech lo'olam yichya, the king should live long, forever. Madua lo yeru ponai, Why should my face not look so bad? The city where my ancestors are buried is desolate. Usharea ukol uklu ba'ish, and the gates, the entrances have been burnt. Vayomeli amelech, the king said to me, Daryovish, al maze ata mevakish. What's your request? Va'espalil el elokei hashamayim, and al davnta Hashem. Va'omer lamelech, ki im al hamelech toiv, if it's good, I said to the king, if it finds favor to the king, v'mita v'avdecho lofanecho, asher tishlochein el Yehuda, send me, Nechemya, up to Yehuda, to Eretz Yisrael, el ir kivrei savoyisai, ve'evnenos, I can rebuild it. Va'yom eli hamelech, the king said to me, v'hasheigal yoshevus etzlo, the sheigal, we'll see later on what that means, but it could be, it means the queen was sitting next to him. At mosayye mahalochacho, till when do you want to go for? Or mosay toshuv, when are you going to come back? Vayitav lifnei hamelech, it found favor to the king, vayishlocheini, and he sent me v'etno lo izman, and I told him a time that I would be back. So you see clearly from this brisa that what happened in Nisan, in that 20th year, is post and following what happened in Kislev, which is when Hanani told Nehemiah what was going on in Eretz Yisrael. In Nisan, he then went to the king to, as we just saw, to try and change the situation in Eretz Yisrael. So you see clearly from here that Melchi Umay Sa'olam, Nisan is not the Rosh Hashanah Lemelachim. Masiv Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef is going to ask a question. It says in the Pasuk, Bayoim Esvim V'arboa Lachidesh, on the 24th of the month, Bashishi, which month? The sixth month, which is Elul, Bishnas Shtayim L'Daryovish HaMelech, the second year of Daryovish, the king. So we see in Elul was the second year. Uchsiv Bashvi, in the seventh month, which is Tishri. The word Bishnas Shtayim doesn't actually say in the Pasuk, but it says in the next month in the Tishri, Be'eshrim V'echod L'Chodesh, V'im Isa, if it's true that the Malchi Umay Sa'olam, which Daryovish was one of them, we start counting the years change in Tishri, then it should say not just Beshvi in the month of Tishri, Be'esrim Echad L'Chodesh on the 21st of the month, it should say Bashano Shlishis, it should make it clear. Now it's the third year has started, but if Tishri indeed for the Malchi Umay Sa'olam, if Tishri is the beginning of the new year. Miboyle, it should have said, Bishnas Gimel, Bishnas Sholish, the third year. Omer Bavor, Bavor says, you're right, your question's a good question, and indeed, Malchi Umay Sa'olam, Tishri sparks a new year. However, Kiresh, which is Daryovish, we'll soon see, this Kiresh and Daryovish, he was called Kiresh because Melech Kosher Hoya, he was a kosher king, he was righteous, he was straight, he was okay. Lefikach monu loik malchei Yisrael, they said, you're such a good king, therefore we're going to count the years of your kingdom in the same theme, following the same theme as the Malchei Yisrael, which means Ba'alef Benison Rosh Hashanah Lemelochim. So that would be the answer. So Rav Chisda indeed said that Malchei Umay Sa'olam from Tishri, Kiresh was an exception. Maskev lo Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef had an issue with this answer. Chodov, first problem, de'imkein kosher kroya adodi. If you're right that regarding Kiresh or Daryovish, regarding this king, regarding Daryovish, they counted from Nisan, we have an issue with the Psukim. T'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, v'sheitzi b'aiso deno adyoim tloso, the third day le'yerech Adar, the month of Adar, dihi shnas sheis, the sixth year, le'malchus Daryovish malko, for the kingdom of Daryovish the king. So we see that the month of Adar is the sixth year. Uvatanya, we learned in a brisa, Bo'isa izman l'shono habo, the next year, and it doesn't matter how you hold it, the next year, it's not the sixth year, it's the seventh year. The next year, Olo Bov Ezra, mi Bovel, Ezra went up from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, v'galuso imoy, and the people, or some of the people that were exiled with him, went back up to Eretz Yisrael. Uchsiven, it says in another posuk, Vayovo Yerushalayim b'chodesh hachamishi, they came to Yerushalayim in the month of Av, Hishnas Hashvius Lamelech, which is the seventh year of this king. And now we have a problem. We know that the first pasuk mentioned was Adar. And then it says that the next year, Bo'is is Man Lashon Abba, which is the seventh year, which means Adar is the seventh year. And then they came up to Eretz Yisrael, they arrived in Yerushalayim in Av. between Adar and Av, there's a Nisan, which means it should be the next year. It should now be the eighth year, not the seventh year. V'im Isa shnasa shminis mi boyele. V'oid, another question asks Rav Yosef. Mi domi hosam kairish hocha daryovish. You said kairish was a melech kosher, and he was counting from Nisan, like the Malchi Yisrael. But here, the psukim that you're bringing proof from, or psukim, from daryovish. Because the question that Rav Yosef initially asked from Bayom Esri Varbo Lachodesh Bashishi Bishnas Taim LeDaryovish, you asked a question that from Daryovish you see that Tishri was not the next year, because it doesn't mention Bashanu Ashlishis. So Tishri was not the next year from Elul, that was from Daryovish. And the answer is Kairish Melech Kosher. We asked from Daryovish, you're answering me from Kairish? Answers the Gemara. Tana, who Kairish, who Daryovish? Your second question that we asked a question from Daryovish, you answered me Kairish, that's not a question, they were the same people. Who Kairish, who Daryovish, who Artarshast? They all three were the same person. Kairish, why was he called Kairish? Shemelech Kosher, because he was a kosher king. He was being good to Klal Yisrael. Artachshast, why was he called Artachshast? Al Shem Al Chusay, that's what his kingdom was called, that's the place where he was the king, that's what it was called. Umar Shemay, what was his real name? Daryovish Shemay. Says, okay, so the second question you've answered, Mikol Mokim Kasha, but we still have a problem, says Rav Yosef, that talking about Kairish or Daryovish, how could it be that you said that when Ezra came up, it was Bashana Shvius, if Adar was the Shana Shvius, because it says that the Adar the previous year was the sixth year, the next year was the seventh year. So if Adar is the seventh year, and you say that Kairish Melech Kosher is counting from Nisan, then how can Av, which is after Nisan, which is after Adar, it's between Adar and Nisan is between Adar and Av, it should be the eighth year, not the seventh year. That question now stays, because you said that Daryovish or Kairish is counted from Nisan. Mikol Mokim, Kashya. Answers the Gemara, Omer, Abitzchok, Loi Kashya. It's not a question. It's true that initially Kairish was a kosher king and he counted from Nisan. But Kan, but over here, I mean, Kan, when we counted him from Nisan, the proof we brought earlier on, Koidim Sheikhmetz, that's before he went off. That's before he became sour, before he stopped being as kosher. Can, but these psukim here, where we see that Nisan is not the turning point, la'achar shechmitz, that's when he stopped being a kosher king. He stopped being a kosher king, so he reverted back to what Rav Chisda said, that all the Umay Sa'ilam, the kings of the Umay Sa'ilam, the Goyim, they count from Tishri, not from Nisan. And therefore, it's not a question. And in the next Gemara, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to learn, because it seems here that at the time that Ezra came up to Eretz Yisrael, he was already not kosher. Things had already gone wrong with him. We have to find out what went wrong even before the time that Ezra arrived in Yerushalayim, which is how we answered the question. And we're going to see that in the next Shir, Mitzvah Hashem.